This is Brian Dean Wright, host of the President's Daily Brief podcast, filling in for Bill O'Reilly today, Monday, May 23rd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. COVID surging nationwide. Most Republicans want Biden impeached. The Catholic Church penalizes Nancy Pelosi. Motorists rank the worst places for gas prices. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, cases of coronavirus surging across the United States. New infections averaging over 100,000 every day. That's up 230% compared to March and 800% compared to last summer. The worst hotspots in the USA are New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Alaska. Health officials blame the outbreak on new subvariants of the virus. The current strain is three times more transmissible than the original bug. More on that contagion later in the broadcast. A new poll from the University of Massachusetts finds 68% of Republicans want Joe Biden impeached if the GOP takes control of Congress this November. A majority of conservatives think that the president should be removed over immigration, inflation, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and his attacks on the fossil fuel industry. The Archbishop of San Francisco denying Speaker Nancy Pelosi the ability to receive Holy Communion. The Catholic leader claims that the Democrats' position on abortion makes her ineligible to take part in the ritual. Says the Archbishop, quote, "I am hereby notifying you that you are not to present yourself for Holy Communion until such time as you publicly repudiate your advocacy for the legitimacy of abortion and confess and receive absolution of this grave sin," unquote. The Automobile Association of America revealing the highest gas prices in the nation. Here are the worst places to be where your tank goes empty. Los Angeles, New York City, Hawaii, and San Francisco. Drivers in Manhattan, by the way, now paying $6 a gallon. That figure rises to $6.50 in Southern California. The cheapest gas, by the way, can be found in Mississippi and Alabama. Experts predict the national average will rise another buck by August. The message, just moments away, a Democrat is warning that his party is only interested in electing people who are divisive. More to come.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Inflation at its highest level in 40 years, interest rates rising, and a recession may loom. Our retirement accounts are in real danger, no doubt about it. If you want to protect your future, please do what I did. Call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they will have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Plus, tell them O'Reilly sent you, and they'll give you up to $2,500 of free silver on your first order. Wow. So please don't wait. Call them now, 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
2. Again, 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
This is Brian Dean Wright, host of the President's Daily Brief podcast, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Time now for the O'Reilly update message of the day. Late last week, West Virginia's Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said that his party isn't interested in bringing the country together. They only want to vote for radicals. He said this while talking about the loss of two moderate Democrats, one in Oregon and one in Pennsylvania, as each lost their primaries to more extremist members of their party. Manchin was asked why this might be happening, and here's what he said. They're, quote, looking for something that's more sensational, I guess, and more divisive, unquote. Manchin is absolutely right, of course. We've seen it for years now. Democrats have spent a whole lot of time dividing the country, and their message to do so has been pretty simple. America, to them, is awful. Do you remember when the former Democrat governor of New York said back in 2018, quote, we're not going to make America great again because it was never that great, unquote. But that begs the question that if America is so awful, what exactly would make America great to Democrats? What is their replacement for America if we are all so irredeemable? Well, actually, we have the answer. There was a poll done about a year ago by the Gallup organization that asked Democrats what they think of socialism. And it turns out that they quite like it. 65% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism, and that's up from 53% in 2010. So if Democrat leaders think America is awful, and now we know that's true, and their base wants something like socialism, also we know to be true, the only question remaining is how they intend to go about it. I suppose a ballot box is one way, but what we've seen is an increasing embrace of violence in this country so the Democrats can achieve their goals. During the BLM riots of 2020, the left destroyed buildings and property of all kinds, and as some of those buildings were burning, Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked what she thought as some of her supporters in Baltimore were tearing down a statue of Christopher Columbus. And her response was, quote, people will do what they do. It was an encouragement to use violence to achieve a political goal. But it wasn't just Democrat politicians promoting violence. Democrats in the media did the exact same thing. You may remember when National Public Radio told their listeners that, quote, looting is a powerful tool to bring about real, lasting change to society. Now, meanwhile, one of CNN anchors told their viewers, show me where it says protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful. And so those protesters weren't. During those horrible 2020 riots, America suffered upwards of $2 billion in damages, and over 700 law enforcement officers were physically attacked. And that includes retired St. Louis Police Captain David Dorn, who died defending the city he loved from those encouraged by the Democrat Party. The question for Democrats like Joe Manchin, who can see that their party is dividing the country, they are using violence, and they want to replace America with something like socialism, well, what are Democrats like him supposed to do? Now, I suppose one answer is to become an independent or a Republican. And to confess, that's what I did. I left the Democrat Party and became a Republican when it was clear that my lifelong affiliation with Democrats was over. They had become so infused with bigotry and violence and a hatred of an America that I fought so hard to defend as a CIA officer, well, I knew that I couldn't remain as a Democrat. But my challenge to Joe Manchin is to keep up the good fight. Keep calling out the extremist members of your party. And remind Democrats that America is great, with an incredible constitution of people who are valiant, and that we have a bright future if we choose to make it so. And that's not just a challenge for Joe Manchin. That's a challenge for all of us, Republicans and Democrats alike. The O'Reilly Update will return with something that you might not know.
If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed, because Atlas Butler's always open and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Supply chain issues have been a catalyst to bring high-tech manufacturing back to the USA. My tech guy, the founder of Brownstone Research, calls it the Great Recalibration and discusses it in his new newsletter, Near Future Report. For 35 years, Jeff Brown has helped his subscribers safely navigate volatile times to preserve and grow wealth.
He also answers your most pressing questions like how to protect your retirement from inflation. What are the implications of a new digital currency and the Great Reset? What will the Fed do with interest rates? And what's going to happen in the stock market this year? Brownstone Research has been at the forefront of major market moves for 35 years. Let Jeff help you by signing up for his newsletter today at a 75% discount, a 12-month subscription, only $49. So please go to jeffbrowntech.com. jeffbrowntech.com, jeffbrowntech.com.
This is Brian Dean Wright filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something that you might not know. COVID-19 is quickly climbing the list as one of the planet's worst pandemics. 520 million cases worldwide, resulting in 7 million deaths. New infections averaging over 100,000 every day. That's up 230% compared to March and 800% compared to last summer. The worst hotspots in the USA are New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Alaska. But it's a far cry from the deadliest disease of all time. That's the Black Plague. 200 million dead from 40 outbreaks spread over six centuries, including one outbreak in California. And here's that story. In 1906, 3,000 San Franciscans died in one of the worst natural disasters in American history. A 7.9 magnitude earthquake destroyed 80% of the city. Raging fires left 250,000 people homeless. With infrastructure absolutely destroyed, garbage and sewage piled up. A local newspaper described the situation as a rat's paradise, and that was right. Millions of rodents descended on San Francisco, bringing with them a deadly pandemic from the Middle Ages. On May 23, 1907, 115 years ago today, a sailor crossing the San Francisco Bay suddenly fell ill. He was rushed to the hospital, mingled with nurses and doctors. They were all baffled by his symptoms: swollen neck, painful armpits, and a raging fever. Within a month, 40 people contracted the Black Death. Now, the solution was simple. Health officials penned an op-ed for the New York Times with a headline that said it best: "Stamp out the plague by killing the rats. Every rodent must die." San Francisco launched a $2 million campaign to eradicate California's rat problem, and they were plague-free by 1909. But not before 200 people died from the disease over a span of 24 months. And here's something else that you might not know. The plague is actually still around. Each year, the CDC reports about 7 cases, mostly from hikers getting a little too friendly with wild rodents. Today, the illness can thankfully be knocked out with antibiotics, at least most of the time. But beware, the plague could make a comeback. Health experts in Los Angeles say that the mingling of rats and the city's homeless population could bring back the Black Death to California by the end of the decade. Oh dear. We'll be right back.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.
Have you heard of American Wagyu? It's not a superfood that will make you live forever, but it is some of the most delicious beef in the world, and I can get you 2 free pounds of it. You don't have to just use them for burgers. Ground American Wagyu is so versatile, it elevates any meal to a new level. This is a limited time offer, so don't miss out on 2 pounds of free American Wagyu. With meat prices soaring, when you subscribe, you lock in your price and get $25 off every box for the life of your subscription. As long as you're subscribed, your price will not change. So that's 2 pounds of free Wagyu burgers and zero inflation. Please get both by using my code Bill or visiting goodranchers.com/Bill. It's a great decision. Grab your 2 pounds of free American Wagyu today before it's gone.
Once again, this is Brian Dean Wright. A very special thanks to Bill O'Reilly. Do join me again tomorrow here or on my podcast, The President's Daily Brief. And as always, thanks for listening.